Any unnatural death in a federal prison requires investigation. I mean, like a homicide or a suicide or an accident. But most deaths in federal prisons are classified as natural deaths, which often means less scrutiny, leaving inmates' families with questions. NPR's Tirza Christopher reports.
When Kesha Jackson first heard that something was wrong with her husband, John, she called Forest City Federal Prison, where he was housed.
The phone just rang, or it kept going to busy.
6 hours later, she still had no answers. Jackson started getting calls from other inmates.
What the prisoners were saying to me is that he had been in a special housing unit for 3 days, banging on the door because he was going in and out of consciousness and he couldn't breathe. And then when the officer came in, he dragged John out into the hallway and tried to give him CPR.
John Jackson was pronounced dead soon after. The medical examiner ruled it a natural death.
When his medical records came home after he passed away, I saw that it was MRSA.
MRSA is a staph infection caused by a type of dangerous drug-resistant bacteria, but it is treatable. John had contracted it after he was moved to the Forest City Federal Prison in 2017. According to his medical records, he still had the infection over 2 years later.
Saying that it's a natural death could sometimes be misleading. I believe that having proper medical treatment could have possibly saved his life.
Previous reporting by NPR exposed inadequate healthcare in federal prisons around the country. According to Bureau of Prison Records we obtained, almost three-quarters of all federal prison deaths have been pronounced natural since 2009. The CDC says natural deaths happen either solely or almost entirely because of disease or old age. But 70% of the inmates who died in federal prison were under the age of 65. After speaking to some of the families of these inmates, NPR found that issues such as medical neglect, poor prison conditions, and a lack of resources were swept under the rug. Meanwhile, family members were left with little information about their loved one's death.
The prison doesn't have to contact family members unless it's a matter of life and death. Well, he's dead. So where was the contact? What I'm getting now? I should have been contacted as soon as there was an incident.
Homer Venters is a federal court monitor of jail and prison health care. He calls deaths like Jackson's jail attributable.
Things that happened behind bars significantly contributed to the outcome of death, despite the fact that a medical examiner ultimately says it was a natural cause of death.
He says that calling a death natural often does not provide the full picture.
So we have this very old, antiquated idea that the coroner, medical examiner, when they say a death was from natural causes, that should somehow determine whether or not people got what they needed behind bars.
We found issues at prisons around the country. For instance, an inmate in the Springfield, Missouri Medical Center waited weeks to be treated for bleeding in his digestive tract. He died soon after hospitalization. An inmate in Arkansas complained of stomach pain for a year and a half before his death. His family was not provided with any more details. Another inmate in Missouri died of respiratory failure, and his death was pronounced natural. But according to medical examiner records obtained by NPR, his death was later treated as a homicide. But the family was not provided that information and got his autopsy 5 years later. The BOP is not required to conduct autopsies for natural deaths. But there is something called a mortality review that's done every time an inmate dies. These reviews are supposed to be a reflection of, one, how the death was handled, and two, if it was preventable. This information, however, is not shared with the public or even the families.
His roommate contacted me on Facebook on that Sunday morning and said he had collapsed.
That's Celia Wilson. Her brother Lenny had been serving time in the same federal prison as John Jackson. He was on his morning run when he fell over.
We didn't hear from BOP until Tuesday.
The prison case manager told Wilson there was nothing to worry about. Her brother's lawyer, Allison Guernsey, found different information in her brother's medical records.
Celia'd say they think that there are signs of life and maybe vitals are getting better. And then we would ask for those medical records, and they wouldn't actually say that.
Guernsey is a clinical professor and attorney at the University of Iowa Law Clinic. She had to file public records requests every day for updates on Lenny Wilson's health after the collapse.
It was quite difficult to get someone from the Bureau of Prisons to actually tell us what was going on.
2 weeks after his collapse, Celia Wilson's brother died. His death was pronounced natural. But the family had no explanation for why an otherwise healthy 61-year-old man just fell over and died. Her brother's cellmate claimed that he had not received help for almost 10 minutes after his collapse. Since his death in June, the family still has not received the mortality review. Here's Homer Venters again.
We have left healthcare and decisions about what's adequate healthcare to security people. The party line right now is that all the natural causes deaths are unavoidable, and we know that to be simply untrue.
The BOP declined NPR's request for an interview, but said that all deaths are investigated thoroughly. NPR also requested mortality review reports for every inmate who died in BOP custody since 2009, but has yet to receive them. Family members like Celia Wilson still want answers.
It makes no sense to me, which is why it's so frustrating. There is so much they could have done. It's unfathomable.
Tirza Christopher, NPR News.